The Treasury Star Parade. Ladies and gentlemen, by electrical transcription, we bring you your old professor from the College of Musical Knowledge, Kay Kaiser.
Well, hi, folks. Hi, y'all, and thanks, Larry. Say, Chillin, we're certainly glad to be with you here on the Treasury Star Parade. We got a song or two and a laugh or so, and later on, a message from Uncle Sam about war bonds and stamps, a message that concerns every one of us. But right now, let's rip and snort to make it short. Come on, Chillin. Yes, dance. To the other extreme, a beautiful new ballad called Somewhere, Sometime, written by George Doonan of our organization, and to be sung by Harry and the whole group. Let's listen.
Somewhere, sometime, I'll come back to you. Somewhere, sometime, when the sun shines through, we'll find peace and joy, dear, when these dark clouds roll by. Until then, remember the dream we shared, just you. Somewhere, sometime, though the days seem years, somewhere, sometime, we'll forget our tears, for though we must leave you, our love will keep me through. Somewhere, sometime, I'll come back to you.
Thank you.
and maybe sometime, my darling, though the days seem years. Although I must leave you, our love will keep me true. Somewhere, sometime, I'll come back to you.
Well, that's beautifully done, Harry McGang. And you know, children, we feel a little laugh or two, a little nonsense is good for the children. And Uncle Sam gives us a nod and says, "You're right, son." So let's have a little of that right now. Old Ishka Bibble's coming up here.
I'm so cheery, I'm okay, too-to-do-to-do today. I am lucky, I will say, too-to-do-to-do today. I am happy, I'm okay, too-to-do-to-do today.
But why so happy, or why so gay, too-to-do-to-do today?
'Cause I found a peanut, I found a peanut.
Where did you find it? Where did you find it?
I found it in my pocket. I found it in my pocket.
What will you do with it? What will you do with it?
I'm gonna eat it. I'm gonna eat it.
What will it taste like? What will it taste like?
What will it taste like?
Mm-hmm.
What will it taste like?
Yeah.
It'll taste like a peanut. You gosh darn fool. Cade, you know, what's the difference between a duck?
Are you kidding?
No.
I don't know. What is the difference between a duck?
Well, you see, one of its legs is both the same.
Yeah.
I found a rabbit. I found a rabbit.
Where did you find it? Where did you find it?
Found it in my pocket. Found it in my pocket.
Oh, what will you do with it? What will you do with it?
Can you keep a secret? Can you keep a secret?
I promise not to tell. I promise not to tell.
Well, I'm gonna keep it. I'm gonna keep it. Under my hat so I won't lose my hair. Poem. Poem. Georgie Porgie Puddin' and Pie, kiss the girls and make them cry. Some fun, eh, kids? I found a penny. I found a penny.
Where did you find it? Where did you find it?
Found it in my pocket. I found it in my pocket.
What does it look like? What does it look like?
Looks like a penny. It looks like a penny.
What does it smell like? What does it smell like?
What does it smell like?
Yeah.
What does it smell like? It smells like a scent. You gosh darn fool.
Oh, man, was that silly. And now, a little rhythm song by Irving Berlin. It's called Me and My Melinda.
My Melinda and me,
do we
are bound up together in sympathy.
Do we do?
Me and my Melinda, we are seldom apart.
the nights when I feel like the heart to heart. Do-wee-doo, doo-doo. When I'm blue, we just sit there holding hands. And when we do, my Melinda understands. When there's a trouble that I cannot disclose, when I can't tell the world of my private woes, long before I tell her, my Melinda knows. Melinda knows.
We've tried to entertain you for a few minutes, and we certainly hope you enjoyed it. But now, for a moment, I'd like to be serious and have a little heart-to-heart talk with you. As we travel around the country, we see lots of good Americans, all of whom are patriotic and loyal, and they love their freedom, and all of them are optimistic about our winning this war. But patriotism and loyalty and love of freedom and optimism aren't enough. This is no time for complacency or taking things for granted or letting the other fellow do it or trusting to luck. It's up to us, up to you and me, because this is the most crucial period in our history, and we've got to face it. There can be no slacking up. There can be no letting down. Let's get up to peak production, and then let's keep those factories running at full capacity, those assembly lines moving at full speed. And let's you and I help ensure this by buying war bonds and stamps. Now, Uncle Sam says buying them just once in a while or when it's convenient is not enough for us to win. We must put away a part of our income every week. So let's join a payroll savings plan wherever you work. And remember, when you buy war bonds and stamps, you are investing in our future and the future of America. This is our country. Let's keep it ours.
Thank you, Kay Kaiser, for a rousing good show. And certainly your inspiring message will reach right out to the hearts and pockets of all those who heard it. And now the United States Treasury thanks the old Professor K. Kaiser and all his boys and girls who donated their talents to this transcribed program. Script for this performance was prepared by Hal Block and Al Miller. Direction by Ed Cashman. This is Larry Elliott speaking.